any Brotherhood store or by calling 1300 360 849. Thank you.
It's 9 minutes past six on 88.3 Southern FM and on the World Wide Web. This is Cyber Cafe.
And hello to old folk and to you, as Russell Gilbert is wont to say in the ad.
And everybody that's got a number that starts with one.
That's right, and g'day. That's a bit like Petty Russell Clark. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
That hairy man who kept getting whiskers in cheese.
Yeah, you know? I thought you looked like him, actually.
Yeah, that's why I changed. Now I look like Elliot Gobler, apparently. So that's a bit of a worry. But he used to start every TV appearance with g'day. And he'd finish it with see you later. Like, didn't he? Did he just? Yeah, see you later. I mean, even if it wasn't funny, you know. I wonder if that's his epitaph. Like, how do you spell that? Like, here lies Petty Russell Clark. See you later. I can just see it now.
So a few extra S's in there, you better.
Yeah, I think that'd be right. I think that'd be right. We talked about the fact that Dave Mullen couldn't get it up there for a while.
Yes.
We met his website.
Yes.
But looking at a picture of him in his skivvy. It doesn't matter if you can get it up.
Didn't do it for you?
He wouldn't be able to use it, yeah. Anyway, Buzz a Criminal is at www.electricferret.com.
I have no idea what that means.
/Bozo.
I haven't a clue, really.
The Electric Ferret's a public website in USA. You see, going straight over the top of that.
Public.
Uh-huh. Public. Say public.
Public.
You do. Well, how come you got your finger in your mouth?
Because I've just been careful about what I say next after that.
It's all right, and that's how you control yourself.
That's right.
Your finger is your sensor.
Which means I have to move my finger away to actually talk.
You have a an index finger sensor. That sounded rude, actually. Sounds ruder. Bozo Criminal, we give thanks and praise today, Mulland, the world-famous Bozo Criminologist.
Skivvy-wearer
and strange skinny guy. He's got a very sad face, hasn't he?
He has.
Oh, he does look sad. Looks like several of the worst things that life could do to you have visited the poor man. One of them is, of course, being lampooned by us every week. He's on sunny 106.5 KOOIFM. That's over in Aries, Texas, centred on the fair town of Tyler, which is just up the road from W's Ranch.
Yes.
And he had Blairy and Cherie. Oh, there goes his headphones.
They're broken.
He had the Blair man and Cherie, the lovely wife, over to stay at the ranch.
Really?
What could they have in common?
Apart from being leaders.
Apart from being world leader things. Well, no. One of them's world leader and the other's Prime Minister of England. But apart from that, I mean, they got nothing in common. What's George going to say? Hey, yeehaw! Let me tell you the latest Bill Clinton joke. Hey, yeehaw, yeehaw! And what's Blair going to say? Actually, he's my best friend. I mean, that's the end of that conversation.
That's right.
Well, they're going to break the ice and say, hey, who are we going to bomb next? Anyway, thanks to a Bozo News Hawk, sent this one from Cleveland, Ohio. Cleveland, of course, where they made the big 351 engines that used to fit out the, I think it was the Holdens, the old Chevrolet engines from Cleveland.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know all sorts of amazing things.
I do, such as the Monaro. Remember the Monaro? Made a comeback. Unbelievable. Anywho, this is the story of Jesus Ortega. The name has been changed to protect the stupid. He just pulled off a successful bank robbery. Now, he was faced with three bags full of cash, which were all like small denomination bills. So he went into to a bank, not the same bank, fortunately, and decided to open an account. So he got a bit confused. You see, he dumped all this cash in these big, like, plastic laundry bags and said, I want to open an account. Here it all is. And they said, well, what's your address? He said, I'm homeless. I don't have an address. So what's your work address? I don't have a job either. And they said, well, you got an awful lot of money for a homeless. And I said, oh, it's just money people have given me because they're sorry that I'm homeless and don't have a job. And I, strangely enough, they didn't believe him. They got the cops to drag him. And as he was being dragged away by the cops, he shouted back to the bank teller and said, what rate of interest will I be getting? Oh, dear. Thank you, Mr. Ortega. Yes. Another totally unsuccessful bozo from Hitachi in Japan. Yep. Hitachi is where they make VCRs and stuff. He burst into a shop armed with a large knife and demanded cash.
As you do.
Now, in the middle of the robbery, Albozo brushed his hand against his cheek and screamed in horror because he'd forgotten to put his mask on. I'm just reading this. It's really weird. Apparently, knowing that without the mask that he'd forgotten to put on, that capture was now certain, he quietly put a please call the police. The shopkeeper did, handed the phone to Albozo, who explained the situation and asked the policeman to come over and arrest him as soon as possible because the jig was up. I mean, he knows me. I've been seen. So you may as well just come over, save us all a bit of time.
Yeah, that's right.
It's very efficient.
Yes.
Very efficient.
Yes,
I mean,
indeed.
I mean, wouldn't he just go to the police and say, I've decided to rob this place with a knife, so I'll let you arrest me now because that's much more efficient. They're very really efficient over there.
Yes.
Are they?
Very efficient. Yes.
Very efficient. But I like that one. That was from Hitachi in Japan.
Of course.
And his name? It doesn't say, actually. No. Just an unidentified bozo.
Good-o.
I like that one. Now, speaking of unidentified bozos,
yes.
Apparently George Snuffleblast has cut a CD, is that right?
Oh, well, apparently, something like that.
Yeah. The lovely Diane is a bit taken on this. George Snuffleblaster, of course, you may have heard of him. We've been trying to get him on the phone to get a comment on his...
George?
Hello, George. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now,
you're
George,
good, Mum.
I'm very good. Apparently, I'm really good.
TLD told me that.
Yes, I bet. Now, George, you must be very excited at the release of your new CD.
Excitement. Yes, does it show?
It must have. It must have been. Are you hoping to get something like a Grammy or a Logie for this CD?
Well, something else actually.
Something else actually.
Can't say that on radio. It's a bit naughty.
Is it true that you only went into the music industry to try to pick up chicks?
Oh, and goats.
And.
Goats listen to music too.
Yes, apparently.
It helps their wool grow.
Well, George, let's hear from your latest. So this is a song released, the first song, track off your CD.
From George.
From George.